Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.1, Wireframing Basics. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application, Prototyping and Testing in the UI/UX Design for Frontend Developers in FinTech course. In this lesson, we'll explore the purpose of wireframing, the tools available for creating wireframes, and how to effectively create wireframes for user interfaces. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to develop wireframes to visualize layouts and functionality before full design implementation, ensuring a smooth transition from concept to execution in your projects. Main content purpose of wireframing. Wireframing serves as a crucial initial step in the UI/UX design process. Its primary purpose is to establish a visual guide that represents the skeletal framework of a digital product. Think of wireframes as blueprints for a building. They outline the structure and layout without getting bogged down in details like colors or typography. This allows designers and stakeholders to focus on functionality, user flow, and overall experience without distractions. In the context of finance and fintech, wireframing becomes particularly important due to the complexity of information presented. A well-thought-out wireframe can illustrate how users will navigate through a banking app or investment platform, ensuring that key functionalities, such as account management or transaction history, are accessible and intuitive. By creating wireframes early in the design process, teams can identify potential usability issues and make necessary adjustments before investing time and resources into high-fidelity designs. Tools for wireframing. When it comes to wireframing, there are numerous tools available that cater to various needs and preferences. One of the most popular options is Figma. This cloud-based design tool allows for real-time collaboration, making it an excellent choice for teams working remotely or across different locations. With Figma, you can easily create wireframes using its built-in components and templates, streamlining the design process. Another great option is Adobe XD, which offers similar functionalities and is particularly well-suited for those who are already familiar with the Adobe ecosystem. Adobe XD features tools specifically designed for wireframing, including repeat grids and responsive resizing, which can save time and enhance productivity. Additionally, Balsamiq Mockups is an excellent choice for those who prefer a more hand-drawn aesthetic. Its low-fidelity approach encourages rapid iteration and feedback, allowing teams to focus on the conceptual aspects of their designs without getting distracted by finer details. Ultimately, the choice of wireframing tool will depend on your team's specific needs, preferences, and workflow. Creating wireframes for user interfaces. Creating effective wireframes involves several steps that can help ensure a successful outcome. First, start by defining the objectives of your wireframe. What are the key functionalities that need to be highlighted? For instance, in a fintech application, you may want to prioritize features such as user authentication, account balance display, and transaction history navigation. Next, sketch out your ideas on paper or use a wireframing tool to create a digital version. Focus on layout and navigation rather than aesthetics. Use simple shapes and lines to denote buttons, menus, and other interactive elements. Ensure that the flow from one screen to another is logical and intuitive. Once you have a draft, gather feedback from stakeholders or potential users. This step is vital for identifying usability issues and ensuring that your wireframe meets user needs. Don't hesitate to iterate based on the feedback received. Wireframes are meant to evolve. Finally, integrate your wireframe into the broader design process. Once the wireframe is approved, you can transition smoothly into creating high-fidelity prototypes that incorporate visual design elements. This systematic approach helps minimize costly revisions later in the development process. To further enhance your wireframing skills, consider incorporating additional elements like user personas and scenarios during the wireframing phase. By understanding your target users and their goals, you can create more effective wireframes that cater to specific user needs. Additionally, exploring user journey maps can provide insights into user interactions and pain points, which can be visually represented in your wireframes. Conclusion. In this lesson, we covered the fundamentals of wireframing, including its purpose, tools available, and the process of creating effective wireframes for user interfaces. By developing wireframes, you can visualize layouts and functionalities before diving into full design implementation, ultimately enhancing the user experience in fintech applications. As you move forward, remember that wireframing is a critical step that can save time and resources while ensuring that your designs are user-centric and functional. Reflection questions: how can you utilize wireframing to enhance user experience in your fintech projects? What criteria will you consider when choosing a wireframing tool for your team? Reflect on a recent project. How could wireframing have influenced the design process and outcomes?